Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hi, so I'm making the ultimate vegan wheat-free, egg-free, milk-free pancakes. So what I put in here so far is I put in buckwheat, sprouted buckwheat, which is not wheat. Okay, it's related to rhubarb. I put in some sprouted quinoa and some sprouted millet. Get some nice mason jars. You buy these stainless steel screens here, and you replace the lid with the screen, and you soak the dried millet or dried quinoa or dried buckwheat overnight or for a night or two, maybe a night and a half. Drain them, rinse them and drain them. And then after a day or so of that, you can just put them in the fridge. I made way too much of this last time I was doing this, so I'm gonna throw that in there. Some chia seeds, some soaked chia seeds that make sort of a, something like, it looks like came from outer space. So I'm gonna throw some salt in here. Nice sea salt mined from ancient sea salt beds. Two more ingredients for a total of seven ingredients. Is that right? Let's count it together. So we got the quinoa, we got the millet, we got the buckwheat, all sprouted, we got the salt. And now the last two ingredients, that's four ingredients, right? Oh, and chia seeds, that's five. Two more ingredients, seven ingredients total. Let's put some of this in here. This is baking soda. So I'm just adding like this much. I don't really know what I'm doing, I just make it up. We also need some water in this. Actually, that's eight ingredients. But there's kind of already water in the, there's already water in the sprouted stuff, so I don't know, does that count as an ingredient, really? Yes, water. I mean, if you, we just keep going with this ingredient thing. There's love, and there's happiness, and there's air, different kinds of air. All right, so this is getting a little thick. I like using this sort of a spoon thing. Let's get a little more water, a little tad bit more. You don't want the batter to be too thin, but you don't want it to be too thick either. So that's pretty precise, right? It looks just like pancake batter, look at that. So that's a little bit of a illustration of the viscosity. So the last of the thing we're gonna do is we're gonna add the vinegar as it's going, and that will make the vinegar whip around inside there and interact with the baking powder and fluff up the batter. Couple turns of the vinegar going around in there. I'll turn the blender off because you don't want to mix it all up completely and blow all your air bubbles away. Okay, so I'm turning everything down again to start the process. And you see it lost its spin there because of all the bubbly bubbles that were happening. It got kind of frothy and air pockets form in the bottom. Science and stuff happened, and it stopped spinning. I can see clearly now, the grill is on. But if you took these suckers and you dehydrated them, you would have a vegan, fresh and raw pancake. There's all sorts of secrets I'm skipping over here, like how do you season a griddle, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. Getting introduced to the concept will then intrigue you, so the theory goes, and you'll be like, oh my God, I wanna make this too. I wanna know all the secrets. A review, I've made the batter, here it is, ta-da! And I have warmed up the griddle while the batter's being made, and then I turn the griddle up a little higher to get it really going, and I put some coconut oil on the griddle. And now we're just gonna wait. We're gonna look at it carefully, Make sure there's no water on the griddle if you put your eyes near it like this, because otherwise it could splatter and burn your eye. But I know there's no water here, so I can look at it. You don't really need to look at it. This is just something I'm doing to take up camera time. I'm just gonna hydrate here, hydrate with you for a second. I'm seeing a little bit of smoky, tiny bit of smoke, so let's put a little bit of this on there. Here we go. That's a nice sound. The sound of pancake batter hitting a properly heated griddle. Could have been a little hotter. So I think you can see there's some bubbles forming. It's Sunday. I had a morning with my mother going to see the something secret. I can't tell you about it. My mother and I went and did a secret thing this morning. So as you can see, look at that. It just sort of slides right off that. And let's flip it over. Cha! And it's a beautiful honey golden color. Oh. And look, you can tell that, look at this. Breathing there a little bit. You can tell that baking soda and vinegar. Oh, that's it. This is the whole episode. Make your pancakes. The renowned daughter of God vegan wheat-free pancakes. Well, here it is right here. This is it. Pay attention to this podcast long enough and you get all the secrets of life. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. A beautiful blue plate. My blue glass plate. And pancake number one, number two. And we'll just put these over here for a second. They're so steamy. Look at those, huh? Huh? Beautiful, right? I want to keep it going. Notice I didn't add any coconut oil that time. Once the griddle gets going and it's happy as griddles get, then you just don't really need to like oil it up every time. Hey, look at those bubbles, huh? Look at us. We're starting from scratch here. Griddle comes off pretty easy. Stickage, as the French say. Stickage. Maybe that's the Canadians who say that. Okay, look, here I'm going for it. I'm cutting a piece off here. Get a little more slab, a little more butter on there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't suck. Yeah, they're pretty fluffy. Mm. One more time, ready? The only way you know whether something is really good or not is by evaluating the micro expressions of the eater. So I'm going to slow this down now. I'm going to slow it down and you can see it. All my micro expressions will be evident. So stand by. So, there you go. Clearly, yummy pancakes. The micro expressions do not lie. Mm-hmm. So, I've made 6 pancakes. This is number 3 and 4. 5 and 6 are waiting over there. A nice stack of cakes. 8 ingredients. 9 if you include the coconut oil. 10 if you include the heat. 11 if you include the love. 12 if you include your participation in the making. Because I'm not sure I would have made pancakes. I had all the fixins and everything. But wouldn't the podcasting audience enjoy learning about vegan wheat-free pancakes that are so scrumptious? Let's allow the best things to show up in our experience, in our collective experience. Let's do it. Enjoy taking care of each other and ourselves, of course. There's a lot of pleasure to be had making pancakes for you. Why do I make vegan pancakes and eat them with cow butter? But the point is that you don't have to use butter. You could use coconut oil if you wanted to, or
some kind of nut butter. Sprouted nut butter or fruit. Dang, whatever you can get your hands on that isn't corn syrup, okay? That's the important part. I mean, these are things that you probably already know, but I don't know where you're starting. I don't know where you're getting, you know, into the loop with me. Oh my God, that was an exceptionally yummy bite. I think having a tad bit of carbon in there, uncut carbon, the ideal pancake should have just a tad bit of overdoneness. Almost black, just a little bit of brown, and it does something really great. I like being high raw, the times I've been high raw. I believe that there are benefits to all the modes of food fixery. Mm-hmm. It's possible combination of raw things, lightly cooked, as new on the planet. Because this combination of things together is pretty fucking phenomenal. Your tongue is smart. It's saying, hey, you know, there's stuff here that works for me, for all of me. All of the different parts of my body are going, yeah, keep that coming. Tongue is letting us know there's some perfect combo happening. Your body's super smart. If you just relax and tune into the feelings, like the feelings are happening right here. And here. Mark Dillon was right. You don't need to read no books, you just need to live. Everything is readily available when we open up. Episode 103 of the Daughter of God cast, Pancakes. Have an orgasmic outburst after eating. How often? You should have them after every meal. That's how you know you're eating the right stuff.